Spectis Radio, FM 104.6.
I've got a special guest in the studio, and it's Laura Clark. That's right, isn't it? From the council. Hello, Laura, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, we're talking about something really, really special, aren't we?
We are. We've got an amazing day to talk about.
Support Workers' Day, is that the correct terminology?
Well, we've debated the title because we wanted it to be open to lots of different people, and we know lots of different people will have a slightly different job title. So we've debated the title for a long time, but I think the general gist will be a multi-professional support worker day. So we're really wanting to make sure that everybody knows about it. So thank you for inviting us today.
It's a pleasure. And first, before we start, I just want to say to all of those people that come under the category of support workers, thank you. Because over the last few years, you've gone above and beyond. And sometimes we don't get the opportunity to say thank you. Sometimes we're a little bit sort of blasé about things. You know, you need somebody. Somebody turns up and does and do and so on. And we do. We take you for granted. So maybe this is a great way of highlighting the fact that, you know, these people that we're about to talk about do fantastic work in our community. And why shouldn't we want to give them a day?
Yeah, absolutely that. And I think that kind of sums it all up. I may as well just go now. But but it's all about, it's really recognising and celebrating that work that our support worker staff do. So whether your title is a healthcare support worker, an allied health professional, a support worker within the council, within a care home across the island, a nursing home, this day is for you. It's to meet all those people and to celebrate them that provide that direct care and support to people in our community.
And the day is the 27th of January?
It is the 27th of January, so it's a Saturday. So again, we're hoping that will obviously be difficult for some support workers because there is a 24/7 job. We know that it's not going to be perfect for everybody, but we hope this will turn into an annual event so that we'll have an opportunity that they'll have lots of other times when they can come to one in the future.
Fantastic. And it is well deserved. How many care workers have we support workers have we got on the island?
That's an interesting question. I'm not sure I know the answer to that one, but I know certainly that the capacity that we've got for the day, we've got up to kind of 300 people that can attend on that Saturday. So we know that's probably only scratching the surface about the amount that we can reach, but again, it's a way of celebrating it for at least some of them.
And let's be honest, it would be far better for them than what happened during the course of lockdown when people just stood on their doorsteps and clapping and banging their cutlery and stuff. I just think that don't go far enough, does it? It really
Absolutely.
Doesn't. So this is a great way of saying thank you.
Yeah.
So what sort of stuff's available?
Right. Well, we have a very varied list. So the list is growing as we speak every day. So we've put some information out already that it will include some kind of development activities as well as a real celebration about well-being for them, because we know it's a really difficult job. We know it can become quite emotional. It's kind of physically demanding at times. So we've got things like Reiki, yoga sessions. We have some physical health checks with occupational health specialists. We've got lots of speakers about talking about their journey, actually. So just talking about their career paths that they've found themselves in and how they've kind of become a care support worker in the first place. And some of those aspirational, inspirational speakers that we'll have on the day as well to talk about their career journeys. Particularly, we want to highlight that there's some really nice opportunities too about just kind of looking at how we can support those people in their own kind of emotional and kind of health. So there's things like we have some reflective discussions. There'll be some hairstyling, even haircuts for some people. So we know that around hygiene and things, we need people to have their hair up often. So we've got some specialists there for the day looking at that. We've got some career progression opportunities, so talking about how they can look at qualifications for their role and supporting them around their learning around maths, English and some other kind of arts and crafts kind of skills as well. So it's going to be a real varied day, and we're hoping there'll be something for everybody.
Wow, I don't know where to start. There's so much there I want to ask you about, but obviously, you know, it is just going back to, you know, making the point. It's a great way of thanking those people that have gone above and beyond, and you know, why shouldn't they have a bit of pampering? So I'm thinking haircuts and things like that. How brilliant is that? Who is? Do you need other people to come in to the mix and sort of say, hey, look, I want to help out. I want to do this for you.
I mean, we'd always be open to invitations. So if there's something that you think you might be able to provide and support us with on the day, of course, we'd be willing to accept that. I think the more important part is that we want people to know about it, that it's tailored for. So we want those people to make sure they've booked a ticket and got a space on the event. It will really help us to manage numbers too, so that we can make sure that we've got the right amount of people in the building at any one time. So we've got kind of three different slots for people to book on. So the day's open between 10 and 4 on Saturday the 27th, but there's three separate slots that people can book on. So we've got a 10 till 12, a 12 till 2 and a 2 till 4 slot. And a lot of those activities are going to be happening throughout the day. When people arrive, they'll be able to book on certain ones. So some of them are by appointment only within those slots, so they can guarantee a kind of slot for themselves when they first arrive. So there's so much happening. We just want people to actually get there on the day and to know about the event. So if you've got friends or family that are support workers, either in a nursing home, care home, working in the community, please just let them know about the event and point them to Vectis Radio's website to have a look at the poster.
Well, yeah, the poster's there. And also you can do that thing where you can scan the QR code.
That's correct.
And what does that actually get you?
Okay, so the QR code will take you to a very short form, and it is a very short form, I can assure you. It's literally just to gather a little bit of information from you about where you work, so that we can make sure we're tailoring the event to kind of representation across the whole of the system workforce. But it's basically just to book you a timed slot so that we can manage numbers for the day. It's as simple as that.
Fantastic. And this is taking place at St Mary's, is that
right? It is, yeah. It's the Education Centre, which is round the back of St Mary's building. So obviously the parking, there isn't any specific slots around parking, obviously, but there is parking at St Mary's and the roundabout area, so people can come to the Education Centre and have a great day.
Brilliant. And that's the 27th of January. You reckon that you know, this is going to be a huge success, can accept 300 people on the day, and fingers crossed it won't be the last time you do it, it'll be back again.
Yeah, we're really hoping it'll be an annual event that we can invest in and recognise that role.
I would imagine it takes a lot of planning as well, doesn't it?
It does. We certainly started way before Christmas and before that even, so we've been promoting the event for quite a while now to some of those homes across the island. But we just want the message to be out there even further. So whether you're with the NHS Trust or the council or one of those independent care homes, private care homes, nursing homes, please just get the message out to everybody that you know.
Yeah, absolutely. There are how many care homes? I mean, there are quite a lot, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sorry to chuck things questions at you, but I'm guessing there's about 30 or 40.
There'll be far more than that, I'm sure.
Yeah. And so they can all become involved at some point. And obviously, if there's too many, there'll have to be another one next year, won't there?
There will certainly.
Okay.
But it's aimed at anyone who's providing that direct care and support to people in our community. So if that fits your role, then sign up to the event.
Absolutely brilliant. Saturday, 27th of January. So it's not this Saturday, Saturday after.
That's right.
And scan that QR code. I'm guessing it's on your website as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be going out on our Isle of Wight Council social media sites as well today, so we'll do some extra promotions. So if you haven't found it yet, I'm sure you'll spot it on social media.
I would imagine this is where you can show off to your kids. You can look, I'm telling you how to do it. Just get out your phone, no matter what phone it is, as long as it's got a camera on, and you just point it at the QR code and it takes you straight
into the form. That's correct.
Get and do it. That's what you need to do today. And I hope that it goes really, really well. And I hope those people that are going along have a really, really nice day.